I am still on the way out. It was not until my mental problem happened that I realized the importance of my rock-solid friends. Weeks ago, when our lessons went online for the second time, I was cast under the spell of some bad feelings due to some personal issues. At the worst, I didn't eat for days on end, and I cried for no reason at all. When Dad finally took me to the surgery, the doctor there didn't tell me what was wrong with me. Instead, he said I was in a wrong place and instructed me to go and visit a psychiatrist. I didn't dare to go and visit a psychiatrist because I was afraid I wouldn't be strong enough to face it all. My best friends all have their busy personal lives to take care of. Yet when I badly need their company, they all appear by my side in time. They can't share my mental pain in a literal sense, nor can they understand what is really happening to me. But their company has made a profound difference to my existence. These days when the blues hit, I still can't get a grip on my emotions. But it's much, much better than weeks ago, when I could have cried all day and the urge to kill myself became overwhelming. It was my friends' company that made me feel a bit normal. It was their unswerving support that pulled me back from the brink of a fall. I didn't understand depression very well. I used to believe that it is just a psychological thing. When depression struck me, I felt firsthand that depression is more than psychological. It is 100% physical. These days, when the bad feelings set in, I find I'm losing control of my own body. Thanks to my friends' company and support, I believe I will beat it one day. Yes, I'm still on the way out of the darkness. I have to admit it's hard, very hard.